Pisces, natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant. First pada, 0-20 of Pisces, Cancer Navamsha. In the Cancer Navamsha, Pisces channels its natural empathy, sensitivity, and spiritual inclinations into creating deep emotional bonds in a nurturing environment. The influence of Cancer enhances Pisces' desire to care for others, and the individual may be deeply invested in family, home, and emotional security. There is a strong focus on creating emotional harmony and protecting loved ones. Pisces' intuitive nature is now channeled into emotional and familial matters, often acting as a caregiver or emotional anchor for those around them. If Moon, the ruler of Cancer, is well placed, the individual is likely to be emotionally nurturing, caring, and capable of building strong family bonds. They may excel in roles that involve caregiving, counseling, or managing family affairs. However, if Moon is afflicted, the person may struggle with emotional instability, becoming overly dependent on family or excessively sensitive to their surroundings, leading to challenges in maintaining emotional balance. Second pada, 3-20, 6-40 of Pisces, Leo Navamsha. In the Leo Navamsha, Pisces' compassionate and intuitive nature is combined with Leo's confidence, creativity, and desire for recognition. The individual becomes more focused on expressing their creativity and leadership through caring and compassionate means. There is a strong drive to stand out and be admired for their contributions, especially in areas related to emotional or spiritual growth. The person may channel their natural empathy into leadership roles, using their intuition to guide and inspire others. If Sun, the ruler of Leo, is well placed, the individual is charismatic, confident, and able to lead with compassion. They may excel in roles that combine creativity with emotional intelligence, such as in the arts, teaching, or spiritual leadership. However, if Sun is afflicted, the person may struggle with ego issues or a need for validation, which could lead to conflicts in relationships or difficulties in balancing their emotional needs with their desire for recognition. Third pada, 6-40, -10 degrees of Pisces. In the Virgo Navamsha, Pisces' spiritual and intuitive nature is grounded by Virgo's practical, detail-oriented approach. The individual becomes more focused on service, organization, and improving their environment. There is a strong desire to use their intuitive insights to create practical solutions, especially in matters related to health, well-being, and service to others. Pisces' compassion is now channeled into methodical efforts to help others, often through healing, caregiving, or improving processes. If Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, is well placed, the individual excels in combining intuition with practicality, often finding success in healthcare, service-oriented fields, or areas requiring careful attention to detail. However, if Mercury is afflicted, the person may become overly critical, anxious, or perfectionistic, leading to stress or dissatisfaction in both their personal and professional life. Fourth pada, 10-13 degrees, Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Pisces' compassionate and spiritual nature is combined with Libra's focus on harmony, balance, and relationships. The individual becomes more focused on creating harmony in their relationships and fostering balance in their personal life. There is a strong desire to build meaningful, peaceful partnerships, and Pisces' natural empathy is directed toward ensuring fairness and emotional equilibrium in their connections with others. The person may be drawn to social or diplomatic roles, where their ability to mediate and create harmony can shine. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well placed, the individual excels in building harmonious, balanced relationships and may find success in partnerships, diplomacy, or creative fields. They are likely to navigate social situations with grace and foster collaboration. However, if Venus is afflicted, the person may struggle with indecision, people-pleasing tendencies, or difficulty asserting their own needs in relationships, leading to challenges in maintaining emotional balance. Fifth pada, 13-20-16-40 of Pisces, Scorpio Navamsha. In the Scorpio Navamsha, Pisces' compassionate and spiritual nature is deepened by Scorpio's intensity, emotional depth, and focus on transformation. The individual becomes more introspective, seeking emotional and spiritual transformation. There is a strong desire to explore the hidden aspects of life, and Pisces' intuitive abilities are directed toward uncovering emotional truths and navigating complex emotional situations. The person may be drawn to roles that require deep emotional insight, such as psychology, healing, or spiritual counseling. If Ketu, the co-ruler of Scorpio, is well-placed, the individual is capable of deep emotional transformation and excels in areas that require psychological insight, emotional healing, or spiritual depth. However, if Ketu is afflicted, the person may struggle with emotional volatility, secrecy, or difficulty in letting go of past emotional wounds, which could lead to challenges in maintaining emotional stability and balance in relationships. Pisces, natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. Sixth pada, 16 degree 40, 20 degrees of Pisces. Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, Pisces' compassionate and spiritual nature is combined with Sagittarius' expansive, philosophical, and adventurous traits. The individual becomes more focused on higher learning, spiritual exploration, and intellectual pursuits. There is a strong desire to seek truth, wisdom, and personal growth, often through travel or philosophical discussions. Pisces' natural empathy and intuition are now directed toward understanding the broader meaning of life, and the person may excel in roles that involve teaching, guiding, or spiritual leadership. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well-placed, the person is likely to be optimistic, generous, and successful in roles that involve education, spirituality, or guiding others. They may find fulfillment through personal and intellectual growth, often inspiring others with their philosophical outlook. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the individual may struggle with impracticality, over-idealism, or difficulty in grounding their spiritual or philosophical ideals in reality, leading to challenges in achieving practical success. Seventh pada, 23 degree 20s of Pisces. In the Capricorn Navamsha, Pisces' spiritual and intuitive nature is grounded by Capricorn's focus on discipline, structure, and material success. The individual becomes more practical and goal-oriented, focusing on achieving tangible results while still maintaining their spiritual and compassionate approach to life. There is a desire to bring their idealistic and empathetic tendencies into real-world achievements, often by working steadily toward long-term goals. The person may excel in roles that require both empathy and discipline, such as in leadership or social reform. If Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is well-placed, the person excels in combining discipline with empathy, finding success in long-term projects that benefit others. They are likely to be practical and responsible, often taking on leadership roles in organizations with a humanitarian or spiritual mission. If Saturn is afflicted, the individual may feel restricted, burdened by responsibilities, or experience difficulties in balancing their idealism with the practical demands of life, which could lead to frustration or burnout. Eighth pada, 23 degree 20 to 26 degree 40 of Pisces, Aquarius Navamsha. In the Aquarius Navamsha, Pisces' compassionate and intuitive nature is combined with Aquarius's focus on innovation, social progress, and intellectual independence. The individual becomes more focused on using their spiritual and emotional insights to contribute to social or humanitarian causes. There is a strong desire to push boundaries and challenge societal norms, often using unconventional methods to bring about positive change. Pisces' empathy is now directed toward collective progress, and the person may excel in fields related to social reform, technology, or group dynamics. If Saturn, the co-ruler of Aquarius, is well-placed, the individual is likely to be innovative and socially progressive, using their intuitive abilities to create meaningful contributions to society. They may succeed in roles that involve leadership in social causes or intellectual advancement. However, if Saturn is afflicted, the person may struggle with feelings of alienation, unpredictability, or difficulty in maintaining practical focus, leading to challenges in achieving long-term stability. Nash 9th pada, 26 degree 40, nice 30 degrees of Pisces. Pisces Navamsha. In the Pisces Navamsha, Pisces ascendant individuals express their natural qualities of empathy, compassion, and spirituality to their fullest extent. The person becomes deeply focused on emotional and spiritual growth, often seeking to connect with others on a soul level. There is a strong desire to serve, heal, and help others, and the individual may be drawn to roles that involve emotional support, spiritual guidance, or creative expression. Pisces' intuitive nature is fully activated, and they may find fulfillment through artistic, healing, or spiritual endeavors. If Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, is well-placed, the person excels in roles that require emotional intelligence, creativity, and spiritual insight. They are likely to be compassionate and visionary, capable of inspiring others through their deep connection to the spiritual and emotional realms. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the person may struggle with confusion, escapism, or difficulty in maintaining practical boundaries, leading to challenges in achieving emotional stability or success in the material world. Conclusion. For Pisces ascendant, the Navamsha shifts reflect the evolution of their deeply intuitive, compassionate, and spiritual nature through various stages of life. In the Cancer Navamsha, they focus on nurturing and emotional security, while the Leo Navamsha brings a desire for creative expression and leadership. The Virgo and Libra Navamshas encourage practical service and relationship harmony, grounding Pisces' empathetic tendencies. As Pisces moves through the Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Capricorn Navamshas, they explore emotional depth, spiritual expansion, and material achievement, balancing their inner world with practical concerns. The Aquarius Navamsha encourages innovation and social progress, while the final shift into the Pisces Navamsha brings their spiritual and emotional qualities to their fullest expression. The success of Pisces ascendant in each Navamsha is heavily dependent on the placement of ruling planets. Well-placed planets enhance their ability to serve, heal, and inspire others, while afflicted planets may lead to challenges related to emotional instability, idealism, or escapism, hindering their ability to balance their spiritual and practical goals.